New construction brings technologies that provide new opportunities for teaching and learning at Northern Michigan University. This is University Beat, highlighting people and events at NMU. I'm Chris Thomas. In an interview with Matt Smock, Director of Instructional Technologies at NMU, we discussed the classrooms in the nearly complete new John X. Jamrich Hall.
Probably the most noticeable new technology in the new Jamrich building will be the We Present wireless video systems. It'll be in every classroom. Having the We Presents in the room allows for a more collaborative type class session. If you want different students to be able to display things at different times without having people shuffle up back and forth from their seats to the podium and hooking up. You can actually even display four screens at a time. You can divide it into quadrants. Another noticeable change in the new Jamrich is we're not going to have old-style transparency overhead projectors in any of the classrooms. But we are going to have document cameras. So, you know, instructors who like that style of teaching where they are writing as they're going and projecting on a big screen, they can do that same thing with a document camera. But you can do much more with a document camera because it's, you know, not a transparent thing. You can put an object under it. They all have the ability to take a snapshot and save it to USB drive. So if you work out a problem with the document camera during class, you want to take a snapshot of that, save it to your USB drive, and later post it up to EDUCAT for your students to be able to review in case they didn't get everything you were writing down, you'll be able to do that. I think that's going to be great for Jamrich.
Are there plans to eventually expand such technologies to the other existing classrooms?
There isn't a schedule type of plan, but if the technologies are popular with faculty and they're being utilized, I would expect to see them expand across campus slowly.
Why active learning over traditional methods?
There's lots of research that shows that if students are engaged in an active setting where they aren't just listening and writing and memorizing, that they have greater retention of the knowledge, that they'll be able to apply it in a real-life situation down the road and things like that. And no one is being forced to change the way that they teach or anything. The design of the building just offers the opportunity to more easily teach in different ways. The other flat classrooms, the 20, 30, 40 seat classrooms, are using movable trapezoid-shaped tables, so if an instructor prefers a more traditional row-based configuration for the room, you can set up those tables in rows. You can also put them edge-to-edge and be having the round pod-type seating in those, depending on the types of activities you're going to do.
What is the hardest part of implementing new technologies at NMU?
And finances are always a challenge, of course. So, you know, we're fortunate that with this state-funded project, while we may not have been able to do everything that we would have liked to have done, I think that we're getting a good set of technology tools in the new building. So that's a big challenge. As you see, you know, people get in and they see something they like and then they want to have it in their other rooms too, and we can't always accommodate that.
Are there any technologies that have been left out of consideration due to budget issues that could be making an appearance at a future date?
If there had been less budgetary constraints, we might have been able to do more than three of the technology-enhanced rooms right away. Instead, the building has been built in a way that is flexible for reconfiguration, and we can scale those up. But if we'd had more money, we might have done a couple more from the get-go. By and large, there's nothing that I would say is missing. You could use a few more whiteboards. One of the things that gets overlooked is you talk about all the electronic technologies. One of the things that's great for active learning is to have as many whiteboards in a room as possible. And there are a lot of whiteboards in the new Jamrich. Yeah, there was no major thing that we had to sacrifice. You know, we had to make some choices. Do we want the most expensive of this or something that's not quite as expensive but still is going to do the job?
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to address?
I'm looking forward to the building opening next month, actually seeing this stuff in action, being able to introduce it to our faculty and help get them comfortable with it. Less than a month, we'll get to see it in action, and it's pretty exciting.
More information on the new Jamrich Hall can be found on the NMU website at www.nmu.edu. University Beat is a production of Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM. Production assistance provided by Hans Ahlstrom. I'm Chris Thomas.